Greetings, friends. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. In the last program, we talked about the coronation of Messiah as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And this occurs when the seventh angel sounds the seventh trumpet. It's also known as the last trumpet. Do you know what else will happen when the seventh angel sounds the seventh trumpet? A clue to that answer can be found in Revelation chapter 19 and verses 6 through 9. That is very, very important that we understand the symbolism that we see in this picture here. So please turn to Revelation chapter 19 and verses 6 through 9, because we're going to begin to get a clue here as to what else is going to happen when the seventh angel sounds the seventh trumpet. It says, "And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, as the voice of mighty thunderings, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord, O God, omnipotent reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice to give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife, which is the church, has made herself ready." Now this is the key here. This is the clue. This next part. "And to her," speaking of the wife, which is the church, "and to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white." Now, what is this fine linen that's clean and white? The scripture always reveals the scripture if we just allow God, through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, to teach us. So it says that to her, speaking of the church, this wife of the Lamb, the resurrected saints, it says to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is, here's the explanation, it is the righteousness of the saints. So please keep that in mind. The fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. Now let's turn over to Revelation chapter 19, and we'll move down to verses 11 through 21. This is in verses 11 through 21, because we're going to see this fine linen described again. "And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was faithful and true, and in righteousness he does judge and do what?" What does it say? "He does judge and make war." There you have it, my friends. What also will happen when the seventh angel sounds the seventh trumpet is Jesus the Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, will make war. And in our last program, I also mentioned to you to please keep in mind the scripture that says he's coming back to destroy those who destroy the earth. He's making war against all of the rebellious nations. Not everybody wants to see the return of Jesus Christ. There are many deceived people, many hard-hearted people, who do not want to see Jesus the Christ return. He's going to return nevertheless, and he's going to make war, not because he hates people, but to put down all rule and rebellion. So we're talking about the Feast of Trumpets, and in ancient times, trumpets were blown in the nation of Israel to signal war. So now we're talking about the spiritual aspect of it, when Jesus Christ will have a trumpet sounded. It's the seventh trumpet, and it's going to signal a time of war. But the reason why I wanted you to pay attention to that part that says that the fine linen that's clean and white is the linen, or is the righteousness of the saints, is because you and I, if we are resurrected and we return to this earth with Christ, you and I will also fight in that war. So I hope you're prepared for it. It's not going to be a pleasant thing. War is never pleasant. But this war will be waged in righteousness. Notice this again. I'm going to start in Revelation chapter 19, verse 11 again. "And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he does judge and make war." So this is going to be a righteous war. It's going to put down all rule and rebellion. This will be the first time that God has set his hand to begin to save the world. God is not trying to save the world right now. This is pictured by the time that we're living in now is pictured by the Feast of Trumpets, which is the third stage in God's plan of salvation for the world. This fourth stage begins a new phase when God does begin for the first time to make a conscious effort, a willful effort to save the world. Right now, during the age of the church, which is pictured by the Feast of Pentecost, this is the time when God is preparing a small group of people, a small flock. He is not only preparing them to rule and reign with Him, He's preparing them, and I hope you and I will be included in that group. He is preparing us, so I'll say, to also wage war in righteousness. So let's prove this. And again, the clue is that the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. So let's go on and read in Revelation chapter 11, but now we're going to read in verse 12. It says, His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on His head were many crowns, and He had a name written that no man knew except for Himself. And He was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and His name is called the Word of God. So we know for sure that this is Jesus the Christ. Now notice who is with Him. And the armies, of course, if you're making war, you're going to have an army with you. And the armies which were in heaven followed Him upon white horses. So now this is not talking about the angels. We're going to find out. It's not talking about the angels when it talks about the armies which were in heaven. The armies which were in heaven are the saints who have been resurrected, who were caught up into the heavens to meet Christ in the air, and who married the Lamb. It's talking about the resurrected saints, the wife who has made herself ready because she has accepted the Lamb by faith. And so we have, as pictured in the Passover, forgiveness of sins, as pictured in the days of unleavened bread, we have the bread of life, Jesus Christ, our righteousness put into us. And then we have, as pictured in Pentecost, the law written on two tables of our hearts and minds, where we begin to no longer serve sin, but serve righteousness, because we yield to the power of the Holy Spirit to transform us. And then we have the time when the saints are resurrected, as pictured by the Feast of Trumpets. Jesus Christ comes to this earth to reign and rule with the church and to make war. Let's pick it back up again in Revelation chapter 19. And the armies which were in heaven followed Him upon white horses. And what were they clothed in? They were clothed in fine linen, white and clean. So this proves that the armies which come back with Christ are the resurrected saints, because this fine linen, white and clean, is the righteousness of the saints that is adorned, or is adorning, the wife. That's our garments. It's fine linen, white and clean. It's the righteousness of the saints. That's how we are adorned. Now let's continue. And out of His mouth, speaking of Jesus the Christ, goes a sharp sword, that with it He is going to smite the nations, and He shall rule them with a rod of iron, and He's going to tread the winepress of the fierceness of the wrath of Almighty God. And on His vesture, this is His clothing, and on His thigh a name is written, saying, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Again, it's identifying the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of the heaven, Come and gather yourselves together to the supper of the great God, that you may eat the flesh of kings and the flesh of captains. Now this is obviously just symbolic. Nobody's going to be literally eating the flesh of these kings and captains. God is not a cannibal. Of course, the resurrected saints aren't cannibals, but this is talking about a horrific time. So it says He's going to eat the flesh of mighty men and the flesh of horses and of them that sit upon them. All people who are rebellious, this is their punishment. Now it says also that I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gather together to make war against Jesus Christ, against Him that sat on the horse, and against His army. Again, speaking of the resurrected saints. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that did miracles before this beast, and they both are the ones that deceive people who receive the mark of the beast and that worship his image. These both, the false prophet and the beast, were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone, and the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which proceeds out of his mouth. And so there we have it. Another thing that will happen when the trumpet is blown, the seventh trumpet, this last trumpet, what will happen is a war will be raged. A righteous war will be raged by the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And he will fight with his armies, the resurrected saints. And of course, the unconverted people of the world, the rebellious, hard-hearted, deceived people of the world, those that received the mark of the beast and who worshiped his image, they will fight against Jesus the Christ, and they will fight against us. Us meaning the resurrected saints, of which hopefully you and I will be a part. Now let's turn to Revelation chapter 17, because we're going to see more about this war. This is in Revelation chapter 17, and verses 12 through 14. This talks again about this time right before Christ returns, and then it transitions into the time when Christ returns. And the 10 horns, which is going to be 10 nations or 10 regions of the earth, and these 10 horns, which you saw, are 10 kings which haven't received a kingdom as of yet. So this is still a future prophecy that has not yet occurred. But they shall receive power as kings for 1 hour, or in other words, a short time, and they're going to give their allegiance to the beast. These all have one mind. They're going to give their power and strength to the beast. Now notice what happens. After they make this union, and when Christ is coronated as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and begins to descend from the heavens with his resurrected saints, it says, "These shall make war with the Lamb." That's the same thing we just saw in Revelation chapter 19, but now we're in Revelation chapter 17, reading in verses 12 through 14. But it's the same story here. It says, "These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of Lords and King of Kings." Now notice this next part. "And they that are with him," and they that are with him, are called the chosen and faithful. Again, these are the saints, the resurrected saints. So that's our destiny, my friends. If we are a part of the faithful followers of Jesus the Christ, when he is coronated as King of Kings, when the seventh trumpet blows, he's going to resurrect his saints, and he is going to bring his saints with him to wage a war against the recalcitrant people of the world. And I wouldn't be surprised if he literally did this on the Day of Trumpets. After all, he was crucified on the Passover day. He was resurrected during the days of unleavened bread. He sent the Holy Spirit to start the church on the day of Pentecost. So it's very possible that he will literally return to this earth on the Feast of Trumpets. Of course, we don't know the exact year when that will happen. All I'm saying to you, my friends, is I hope that you're preparing for that time, and please pray for me that I'll be there also.